Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Lucia program. That's me, and I'm glad to have you on board. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give me a buzz, 844-RAY-SHOW. The call is free. The advice priceless here on the program today. A big show for you as we tackle issues, and many of these, as you know, we've talked about before. I kind of have to out myself on this one, and I'll get to it a little bit later on in the program. Bond ladders. I've always said, well, first of all, you know me. You know I don't like bonds. I've never liked bonds. I don't particularly buy bonds. I prefer things like CDs, annuities, and stuff like that. But when it came to bonds, in particular municipal bonds, I've said in the past I sort of like the idea of a bond ladder. And a lot of very, very wealthy people, not that I'm one of them, really love laddering their bonds as opposed to buying a bond mutual fund. Well, in the research that I've done recently, I'm finding out that could I have been wrong? Possibly. And you know me, I'll tell you the straight scoop even when I'm wrong. Bond indexes versus bond ladders. We'll try to get to that in a little bit. You've also heard me talk about sometimes the best thing you can do is nothing. I'm not going to recant that. I still think in many instances sometimes the best things you can do is absolutely nothing. But I will add to it, let's make sure that there's some intelligence behind the nothing that you do. Intelligence that's born by some form of a strategy as we tackle what really appears to be one of the most richly valued markets that we've seen. I don't know, maybe we've seen them this richly valued twice before in our lifetimes, or maybe even our parents' or grandparents' lifetimes. I mean, seriously, you're talking about maybe 1929 during the Great Depression era, and perhaps the dot-com bubble era, and now with the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio north of 30. So is that a good time to do nothing? Or perhaps intelligently look at something like value averaging? We'll get a chance, hopefully, to discuss that. But I start today with Jerry's Kids. What about Jerry's Kids? Well, most of them ain't getting nothing from his $50 million estate. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Lucia program helping you to make the best in your money moves. Now, it's interesting. When celebrities pass, it all becomes like part of the public domain. they start writing articles about who's getting screwed out of what and et cetera. And that the Jerry Lewis situation is similar, if not the same. David H. Lenach wrote about this just the other day, and I found it quite interesting because Jerry Lewis, who had been married twice and had one other child out of wedlock, he popped out a bunch of kids. Here's what David Lenach had to say about Jerry Lewis, who, as you know, died of a heart attack very recently, about his very visible estate plan. He intentionally disinherited his six sons from his first marriage to singer Patti Palmer, leaving everything, an estate worth an estimated $50 million to his widow, Sandy Pitnick, and their adopted daughter, Danielle. The relevant passage in the will, executed in 2012, this is fairly recent, that he disinherited his six sons. Here's what he wrote in the will. And while you may have some shock and awe over this, the way he wrote it is actually quite effective. I'll explain why in a moment.
What happened?
I have intentionally excluded, he says, Gary Lewis, Ronald Lewis, Anthony Joseph Lewis, Christopher Joseph Lewis, Scott Anthony Lewis, and Joseph Christopher Lewis, and their descendants as beneficiaries of my estate, it being my intention that they shall receive no benefits hereunder. Wow. That's some pretty strong language. So here is what Mr. Lenach had to say about this. The key element in interpreting a will is the struggle to discern the testator's intent. Though this theoretically sounds easy, just do what he wrote, things aren't that simple when the author isn't there to help you work out any confusion. By making it crystal clear, however, in this particular case, listing his sons' names, including the middle name of many of them, including their descendants, and even using the word intentionally, meaning it's my intent to disinherit these kids. In other words, those kids ain't getting nothing. They can contest all they want. But that language probably means if you're one of the Lewis boys, you're kind of getting the shaft on the 50 million. Jerry, you couldn't have left them each $1 million out of the 50 million? There must be really, really something wrong there, or something that went wrong. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to report. Lewis ensured there could be no confusion as to exactly whom he meant the clause to cover. Had he instead written something like, I disinherit the children from my first marriage, it opens up some room for interpretation, which is all that's required to mount a challenge. Remember, a challenge that's mounted is costly, and the estate bears the brunt of that cost. And I'm not talking about, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. Usually in a $50 million estate, it's millions of dollars of cost. So the more specific your language is, the better and easier it is for a judge or someone to interpret what you meant. He goes on, however, Lewis' will, as far as we've seen, is especially notable for also showing a less effective way to disinherit. The language is everything, folks. Lewis had another child out of wedlock, as I mentioned, Suzanne, whom he never acknowledged, despite her parentage being confirmed by DNA tests. I know, this is Hollywood. They have kids in marriage, outside of marriage. They have kids from every, who knows. They probably have them all over the world, for all we know. I know that's an overgeneralization, probably unfair. But it is true, evidently, that he had this child out of wedlock. She isn't mentioned among those disinherited. Why, Jerry? Presumably because, they go on to say, to do so would require Lewis to admit he was her father in the first place, even though they had already confirmed that with DNA. It's Amazing. But you can obviously see how things can get pretty murky in a will. And this is why you want to have very, very specific language. And you don't want to do one of these holographic things where you write it up yourself and get a couple of people to witness it and it's in your own handwriting, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, they are legal instruments, but if you've got any kind of an estate and you want to make sure that your assets go where they're supposed to go, then find a good lawyer. Find a good lawyer. Suzanne, by the way, is evidently homeless. She lives in Philadelphia. She's got nothing, broke, et cetera, et cetera. So my suspicion is she is likely to get something in a contest. So there you have it. Jerry Lewis's will, in part written with some very strict language to ensure his wishes of disinheriting his six boys came to fruition. It likely will. And then being somewhat vague or not mentioning at all his broke daughter in Philadelphia, which might create some other issues. Okay, when we come back, the good, the bad, and the ugly of doing absolutely nothing. As we listen to another Jerry Lewis and the Pacemakers. I think that's who that is. Gary and the Playboys. I'm 0 for 2 today. All right, play a Kink song when we come back, will you? I'll know that one. I know, I'm too young to remember this song. Take a quick break, come back. It's the Ray Lucia program.
Artificial intelligence is the development of computer systems or machines that can perform the same tasks as humans. And from Siri and Alexa to self-driving cars, artificial intelligence is cropping up all around us. The benefits of AI are well documented. Dr. Joseph Kinarney of Reidsville, North Carolina, a former president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, thinks there could also be benefits for his animal patients as long as costs can be kept in check, as Dr. Kinarney explains.
So as a practitioner, artificial intelligence would be huge. And, you know, you look at Alexa, get me my next patient. With that comes associated increase in healthcare costs. And how do we balance that to meet the needs of our patients, meet the needs of society, yet maintaining it in a way that is affordable?
This pet trend is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn about a wide variety of issues that are important to you and your pet. That's avma.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. You've heard me talk about doing nothing, probably a lot, over the last several years, because sometimes it's just better to sit on your hands and do nothing, especially as it relates to your portfolio. But I don't want you to be confused by that. That doesn't necessarily mean you should be complacent. It's almost like intelligent nothingness, if you will, making sure you understand why you shouldn't pay attention to a lot of the noise. And Brian Portney wrote about this in Forbes, and I thought that I would share this with you because he brings up some excellent points on this division between, you know, what's going on in the marketplace, doing nothing and being complacent. Very, very fine line between patience and complacency. Here's what he said. Sticking with what's working happens to square with some of the most important wisdom on how to grow and remain wealthy. Take a long view. Don't react or react at all to short-term noise. Be patient. Most of the time, do nothing. Could not agree more. And we have discussed this, and quite frankly, it's paid off quite handsomely for the past several years. He goes on, at no time in recent memory has this subtle tension between patience and complacency been more acute for investors. Now, he talks about the market bottom in March of 2009. The S&P since then has averaged right around 19% compounded per year. So doing nothing has paid off bigly, as Mr. Trump says. You're talking about double the return of the Standard & Poor's 500, bigly. But he also gives us some other interesting stats. In 2017 thus far, the Standard & Poor's 500 index has experienced the second smallest entry year market decline since 1928, only a minus 2.8%. One time before, 1995, was it smaller. And of course, 1995 brought in the irrational exuberance talk from then Fed Chief Alan Greenspan in 1996, which still made way for a 97, 98, 99 blowout market. Just huge returns, and then the bubble burst in 2000. The long-term average, by the way, of the intra-year market declines, 16.4%. That's right. Intra-year, from top to bottom, a minus 16.4. That's the volatility. We've had minus 2.8 so far this year. Next, realized market volatility. This year, 7.1%, the third lowest over the 90-year period. And it's been more than 300 market days since a 5% correction, the sixth longest streak. And as I mentioned before, the market's long-term Sharpe ratio, which is a measure of the risk-adjusted returns, ranks as history's best alongside the late 90s and the early 1950s. So the risk-adjusted returns we have been receiving this year, and frankly in prior years, has been among the best in history because the volatility has been low and the returns have been high, translating into higher risk-adjusted returns. Back to what Mr. Portney says. Fantastic results with the appearance of little risk in achieving them is perfect breeding ground for complacency. When things come easy in any element of our lives, we're much less likely to stay alert. Taking our eyes off the ball as our portfolios have grown is only human. And to only reinforce such behavior, many of us appear to be obeying sound investment advice. We buy and hold. We invest for the long run. We do nothing. That has been the prescription. In fact, my prescription, with quotes, for the last several years. Now, what about all of those quotes? Well, you've heard me discuss other risk management techniques so that you can afford to do nothing. Remember sequence risk. It will nail retirees if you have a bad sequence of returns early in retirement. So we have talked about making sure that when you enter a period when you must begin to take withdrawals from your portfolio, that you are adequately diversified with enough safe assets to get you through a certain period so that you don't have to draw income down from a volatile portfolio. In other words, abandon the idea of a systematic withdrawal and go more to segmented portfolios. Now, some may use a hybrid strategy there. Again, think of it as having a safe account and a risky account. Safe more like bonds and CDs and annuities and so forth, and risky more like stocks, domestic, international, real estate, etc. Well, you can do one of two things. You can sequentially or serially reduce your allocation in bonds, as many of the academic studies have proven, while you allow the riskier assets to grow. That's proven to be among the very best things that you can do, in particular during a time period when the markets are extremely volatile or valuations are super high like they are now. Now, the other thing you can do is a hybrid strategy, as I mentioned, where you look at your safe bucket and you look at your risky bucket, and when the risky bucket's gone up 19%, you can just draw some income from there. Sort of like reshuffling the deck a little bit, a form of rebalancing. You probably won't end up as wealthy in the long run, but it may cause you to sleep a little tiny bit better at night. I have coined, actually I've stolen the concept of value averaging from, forget his name now, but I'll remember it in a minute. But anyway, you can value average the portfolio by looking at what your expected return is against your actual return. So I just said the market has gone up 19% a year. And maybe you look at this every 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever is comfortable for you. And if you have forecasted a market that's supposed to do 10% and you've done 19%, then you got 9% a year, or 27% more after 3 years in your portfolio than you even anticipated ever having. So you can scrape that extra 27% off the top and sanitize it in a safe place so that when the market doesn't do the 10% that you expect, you can dip into the safe place and buy back in after the market does decline. It's a forced way to buy low and sell high. As I said, I don't think it's going to make you the richest person in the graveyard, but it's a decent strategy to keep you from complacency.
Whether you're a professional behind the wheel or simply commuting to work, everyone could stand to be a better, safer driver. Liberty Mutual Insurance has a free driving app, Highway Hero. They'll help you master the streets one drive at a time. Professional NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer with more.
My driving habits at home are very different than on the track, but as a dad of two, safety is always top of mind for me. Liberty Mutual Insurance's Highway Hero app tracks and scores your driving behavior, helping you make smarter, safer decisions behind the wheel. Highway Hero also has a fun game element where you can see how you stack up against your family and friends. Check your score and see where you need to beef up your skills, whether it's braking, acceleration, not checking your smartphone, or sticking to the speed limit. The best part? You could even save money on your auto insurance in certain states for your good driving.
To see how your driving measures up, download the free app on iOS or Android in the App Store or Google Play today.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
So this isn't the Uga Chaka one, is it, guys? Okay, I didn't think so. I'm having a bad day with my music today, but I'm pretty sure this one's not the Uga Chaka. This one's Thomas, right? BJ Thomas, yeah. Uga Chaka, Uga Chaka. I never did like that version anyway. Welcome back, folks. It's the Right Program. Helping you out here live on your radio and TV nationwide and coast to coast. Stephen just emailed me. Stephen, I will get to your email next block after a business spotlight. But he wants to, he's got a question here on value averaging. I haven't had a chance to really digest it, but I'll be able to in the next break and come up with an answer, even if I have to make it up. No, that's not true. I'll know the answer. But I did want to get to this because I even have to correct myself from time to time on this program. I've never been a fan of bonds, period. Don't like bond funds. Don't really like individual bond ladders. I've always sort of leaned more toward fixed annuities and MIGAs and stuff like that. It's part of my background. But I just don't like a supposed safe investment that loses money when interest rates go up. So I've said in the past, well, if you're going to have to buy a muni or something like that, buy AAA rated laddered municipal bonds, hold them until maturity, and then you'll at least get all your principal back. And all that, by the way, is true. But in reading Jim Kokan, chief fixed income strategist from Wells Fargo Funds, he brought up the counterpoint to that. And by the way, I haven't changed my mind on the bonds versus CDs and annuities argument. Unless you're in the highest of high tax brackets, I'm still not so sure the bond ladder works or even a bond fund works. Also, keep in mind that this fellow, Jim from Wells Fargo, is looking at the last several years where interest rates have been flat to down for the most part, which is a very, very good environment for bond funds. So there's always a point, counterpoint to every argument. But I found this interesting because so many people buy muni bond ladders that shouldn't, because that's what they taught us in broker school. Here's what he said. For investors seeking income from municipal bond exposure, one of the most popular investment strategies employed by individual investors has been one of the least successful strategies, the bond ladder. You know how many gajillions of dollars are in municipal bond ladders out there? It's a simple investment plan, individually owned municipal bonds bought at increasing maturity ranges like rungs on the ladder, produce predictable income streams and have predictable end date values when held to maturity. Correct. But he has studied this, and here's what else he had to say. Simply put, the comforts and predictable assurances of the ladder strategy may lead to investors missing out on better investment options from broadly diversified strategies and actively managed portfolios. Just read a study the other day that said active in bond investing has beaten passive. I can't recall all of the terms of the study, so don't quote me on that, but they were pitching actively managed bond portfolios instead of you going out and doing it yourself with ladders. He goes on, the average annual yield over the past 5 years from a ladder of 10 AAA minus rated municipal bonds evenly distributed from year one to the 10-year maturity was 1.4%. In other words, if you were going to set up a ladder of 10 years worth of income, like we talk about all the time, you would have gotten 1.4%. That's notably less than the average annual return of 3.5% from the broadly diversified Bloomberg Barclays Municipal Bond Index over the past 5 years. Over the full five-year investment period, this translates into a cumulative return of approximately 7% for the latter and 18% for the market index. You almost would have gotten triple the rate of return by not doing the latter, by simply buying the municipal bond mutual fund. And they compared durations and so forth. There's a chart here that I will explain to you. They looked at short, intermediate, and longer term municipal bond indexes with durations of 2.3% for the latter, 2.9% for the muni, 2.3% for the index, 2.9% for the bond ladder. Remember, the longer the duration, the more you'll lose when interest rates go up. So here, the index has actually had a shorter duration, and the five-year return was 1.23% on the short-term munis as a bond index compared to 0.86 for the latter. Imagine that. Five-year return, 0.86 compared to 1.23. If you went out to a midterm bond selection, 1.95 compared to 1.09, and a seven-year muni bond index, 2.71 compared to 1.40. I mean, this actually makes a very compelling argument for using some kind of actively managed bond fund if you're going to invest in municipal bonds. Now, one of the reasons for that is when these municipal bond mutual fund companies buy bonds, they buy in bulk. They're buying millions and millions and millions of dollars. You might, have $200,000 and invest $20,000 each in 10 municipal bonds. The spread could be, I think they did a spread here, 103.276 to 101.233, about a 2% differential in the cost. So that's fairly significant. But I want to bring up something else, and I'll explain why I believe you want to, right now, today, be somewhat cautious in the municipal bond area for certain. And I'm not going to get into credit quality and all that. Here we're talking about AAA minus. I doubt that there's going to be major defaults in that arena. Now, if you buy junk munis, that's a different story. But AAA minus is a pretty safe municipal bond. So I wouldn't worry about credit quality. I'll tell you one of the things I worry about. I worry about tax policy. In the anecdotal research that I've done over the years from past experience, a whole lot of people in the 15% bracket, in the 25% bracket, are buying tax-free municipal bonds because they hate paying taxes, when in reality, they could do a couple of things and really change the game considerably. For example, why would you buy tax-free municipal bonds today if you don't need to spend the income if you're in the 15 or 25% tax bracket? When if you want to have a balanced portfolio, you could simply buy your bonds in your retirement accounts like IRAs, and you can buy stocks in your personal account. Doesn't that make more sense to you? It does to me. So there are some things you can do to tweak it. You can also, as I said, spend principal from a super safe money account. If you spend principal, then you can invest more money more aggressively. So that's the story when it comes to laddered tax-free municipal bonds versus buying a bond fund versus looking for a different strategy, because interest rates still may rise in the future. That will probably not spell good news for the fund or the latter if you need liquidity beyond just your earnings. Let's take a quick call from Mary out in Atlanta, Georgia. Ho there, Mary. How are you doing today? Go ahead, Mary. Turn your radio down because we're on a delay. There you go, Mary. Go ahead. Talk now. Turn your radio down. Okay, I can hear myself in the background, which means Mary is not listening to what I have to say. Okay, well, she wanted to talk about dollar cost averaging. So I'm running out of time now. So maybe we can explain to Mary that she needs to turn her radio down. Whenever you call a radio show, turn your radio off, okay? And then make the phone call. So I'll answer her question off the air. Business Spotlight coming up next, and a whole bunch more. Don't go away. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose.
Not on the air, but I'm talking to you. It's
it unites people to share in the burden of health care.
Hey, hi, you handsome devil. How are you?
A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints.
You may remember me.
That
I'm
gives you back the power of freedom.
Divide it up, give me some
it's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning.
I know you talk to a lot of people.
It's time to exercise
dollar cost averaging.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do.
Liberty HealthShare.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
We got a lot of action out of talking individuals, especially people like, can I say, our age, about writing memoirs. And we had a special guest on, Mary Lynn Archibald, who has a brand new book out. She is the memoir queen, winecountrywriter.com. Her new book, Sir, I'm Not That Kind of Girl, or Goody Two Shoes Goes to Town. We welcome back Mary Lynn Archibald. Hello, Mary Lynn.
Hi, Ray. Nice to see you again.
Back at you, kid. Now, I in reading through your bio and your book and the brief, et cetera, we got to get the 800-pound gorilla out of the room. All right? So is it true that as a chorus girl, you were asked to jump nude out of a cake?
Yes.
How'd that work out for you?
I declined.
Good for you. I guess that's where the goody two-shoes comes in, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'm so delighted that you have finished this book. Since we last talked, I've been anxious to hear more about you. This was your own sort of memoir, and I thought it was cute because you said, I wrote it before I couldn't remember, I lost my memory.
Yes, exactly.
we talk about dementia and that sort of thing all the time in a very serious note, because it is extremely serious. So tell us first about your book, and then we'll get into some of the more specifics on that note. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the book really has to do with my childhood as a small town California girl, which, you know, what I wanted to be in the big time. And so eventually I migrated to San Francisco and was a chorus girl and was a model and was a switchboard operator for Greyhound Information and was a sales clerk at Gumps and a lot of different things like that. So I had a pretty varied career, but I was not prepared for the big city because I really didn't understand how people operated there, and I was totally naive. So I'm contrasting my Ozzie and Harriet childhood with my life in the big city in the 50s, in the Bohemian era, right before the Summer of Love.
Well, I'm sure that you've got lots of stories to tell. Very quickly, for individuals that are thinking about doing this, and I've still got a few more chapters to write in another book that I'm working on, but I'm going to do this because I can kick myself not having had my father, who now has dementia, and he's had these wonderful, wonderful stories over the years. Now he tells them, and we're not sure if they're true or not. But
it doesn't really matter.
What advice would you have for people that want to get their memoirs written in 30 seconds or so?
Well, it's important to tell the highlights of your story, and everybody has one. So you can talk into a tape recorder, or you can make notes, or you can do a mind map. I enjoy doing that, you know, starting with your central theme and then branching out from there. It's a more organic way to work on a memoir. And that's sort of the way I did it. I had a lot of stories, and I put them together in some more or less coherent order, and tried to really hit the high spots and a few of the low spots. And I hope it will be interesting to a lot of people. And I think people that lived through World War II and that era in the 50s, it will have some meaning for them, because they probably had similar experiences, even if they weren't chorus girls necessarily.
Well, I was not a chorus girl or guy for that matter, but I'm very interested in the book. Sir, I'm Not That Kind of Girl or Goody Two Shoes Goes to Town, Mary Lynn Archibald.
On November 15th.
November 15th is when it's released?
That's the publication date, yes.
And they can get more information by going to winecountrywriter.com. Winecountrywriter.com. Thank you so much, Mary Lynn. God bless.
Thanks,
and
Ray.
Good luck. Can't wait to read the book. I did read what you sent me, and I found it fascinating, entertaining, and something that caught my attention right off the bat. Thanks again. All right, let's hit it, fellas. I got an email just in from Steven. Ray, love your show. Thank you, Steven. I heard you discussing value averaging years ago at Financial Fest in Phoenix. All right. Well, I frequented many for about 15 years, Financial Fests, and always had a really, really good time in Phoenix. Stephen goes on, though, I have used the strategy of value averaging in the past and have done very well. But in fairness, the market has been very friendly lately. That's for sure, Stephen. Now I'm only 3 years out from retirement. Should I continue to value average? Okay, well, once again, when you value average, at least the way that I've explained it, is you really look at two pots of money. One pot's got, you know, your safe accounts. The other one's got your risky accounts. And risky accounts are like the stock market. And you build an expected rate of return for those stock investments. And if you earn more than what's expected, you scrape that more off the top, hopefully in a non-taxable account like an IRA or a 401k. And in years where you earn less than what you expect, you scrape some of the safe money and reinvest. In other words, you buy in when the markets are going down, force yourself to do this, and then you sell when the markets are going up. I would still do that with my risky bucket if you want some semblance of sanity. Because as I said earlier, doing it will not get you a better rate of return long term. Because stocks go up 3/4 of the time, go down 1/4 of the time. So every time you're selling off the top, you might be missing out on the next 2 or 3 year run-up. Now, one way to avoid that is maybe do this every 3 years or so. That way you get the momentum trade going for yourself. But do this, Stephen. Do this. You've heard me talk about it at Financial Fest. I've talked about it on this program dozens, if not hundreds, of times. Use your safe account for income and use your risky account for growth, and never the twain shall meet. Then if you want to do some value averaging with the risky account because it's better than being complacent, I'm all for it. I thank you all very much for tuning in. Tell your friends and neighbors about the Ray program. Shoot me an email at raylucia.com. Make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.